In most surah, we sing the famous words. We like to sing Elan Chanukah, Yevanim Nikbitzu Alai, and then we say, Upartzu Chomus Migdalai, they broke the walls of my Beis HaMikdash, my tower, Vetimu Kol HaShemanim, and they were Metame all the oil. And Rav Yerucham Olsh in the Lake Kodesh Yeshiva asks in his Sefer Yerach LaMoadim, what's the connection? Why are we Dafka single these things out? Timu Kol HaShemanim, we understand the Nase of the Ner Chanukah, the Pach Shemin is well known. But why do we sing out Upartzu Chomus Migdalai, that they broke the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Timu Kol HaShemanim? And he explains, he quotes the Stipler. The Stipler explains the answer to another famous Kasha. The Kasha is, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Masechta we're learning this year, in Daf Yadayin and other places, says, Mashke Bei Mitvachaya Dachan, that liquids that are found in the Beis HaMikdash are not Mekabal Tumah. It's a Tumas Mashkin is a special Gzeira. It doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. And so ask the Olam, everyone asks, if liquids that are found in the Beis HaMikdash are not Tameh, how could the oil in the Beis HaMikdash have become Tameh? The Yevanim should not have had the ability to be Metameh the oil, and if indeed they were not Metameh the oil, there was no need for the Nes of Ner Chanukah. So Moreno Rav Shechter has another Gevalik Teretz, not for now, but the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov, he answers, as quoted in Yerach Lamadim, he answers that as another, based on another Gemara, a Gemara that we learned in Maseches Avodah Zarah last year in Dafnan and Beis, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Ubo, Preetz in the Chilalua, that when the Yevanim came, and when anyone comes, when enemies come, and break the walls, when they attack the Beis HaMikdash, they're Mechalalit, they're Mafkia, the Kedusha. The Nifka Beis HaMikdash veKedushaso. And if that's the case, explains the Stipler, once the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaMikdash, is Paka, is removed, Memeila, the rule of Mashke Beimit B'chaya Dacha no longer applies. The rule that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahor no longer applies. We're no longer in the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, the oils could be Tamei Tumas Mashkin, requiring the Nes Chanukah. And in the Sefer Yerach LaMoadim, Yerucham Olshin goes on to explain how both the Beis HaMikdash in general and the lighting of the menorah in particular are signs for us of Ashrash Hashchina, that Hashem is with us, with Klal Yisrael, is resting in Klal Yisrael, there's Ashrash Hashchina. And therefore, that's why in the song we say, Upartu Chomus Migdalai V'Timu Kol HaShemanim, and part of what we're celebrating is Ashrash Hashchina. Now I'd like to just take a minute, and really just a minute or two, to ask and try to explain, to take a lesson, how can we bring Hashrash Hashchina, like I said, and that piece he goes on for an Arichas to explain how Dlakas HaMenorah represents Hashrash Hashchina with different Mekoros. But I'd like to think, how can we make it real for us? How can we bring the Shechina into our lives? What lesson can we take from Chanukah, from the Dlakas HaNeros, to bring Hashem into our lives, to create a greater Hashrash Hashchina? And so, I'd like to answer based on the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayeshev in this week's Parsha, which you will probably hear more than once over the course of Chanukah, and if not, you should look it up. But he explains, and for God-wise in Parshas Vayeshev, look there, but he explains that the main nace is, of course, the nace of the Mochama. That's why in Al-Hanisim we emphasize the Mochama. We mentioned there, Chagavid, Likud Neiros, Bechatzos, Kachecha, but the main nace was the victory of the Jews, the have some religious individuality, and to be able to keep the Beis HaMikdash for 200 more years. So why is the Sha'as a Nis and Dafka on the Ner Chanukah? Because the Ner Chanukah was a Nis that was L'mayla Menatev. It was, in a way, it was Hashem's Kistas, Hashem showing us that while everything is from Hashem, Hashem shows you this is something special, a Nis Nigla, something that you should know, assigned to you, that is all from Hashem, that Hashem is running the show, that there is indeed Ashras HaShechina, as we mentioned before. And so sometimes, the Ner Chanukah is the sign to us that Hashem was with us the whole time. And so for us in our world, and this is very similar to the Ramban in Parshas Bo, I should have mentioned the Ramban in Parshas Bo, about how we look at the Nisim Geluyim to remind us that the Nisim Nistarim of the entire life, of every day, are from Hashem. And so while nowadays we don't have Nisim Geluyim, we can't point to current day Nisim Geluyim and say these are from Hashem, we can point to moments in our life, we should realize that everything is from Hashem. Chanukah is definitely a holiday of Bitachon, to remember that things are from Hashem. And so we should take the opportunity, Chanukah, to remind ourselves that all year round, we should look at the good things in our life, the challenges too, but we should look at the good things in our life, the things that we have getting special bracha that aren't necessarily lamaylam and atev, and say just like the Ner Chanukah is from Hashem, so too the great things that we have in our life, the opportunities we have to be in yeshiva, to learn Torah, to do mitzvos, are from Hashem. And so, again, one of the lessons of Chanukah is to take those things and realize, hey, this is from Hashem, what can I be grateful to Hashem for? And that way, we can bring Hashem into our lives. We can create a Hashras HaShchina for us individuals in his Klal Yisrael. And with that, we should fully fulfill the Ner Chanukah, the sign of Hashras HaShchina in our lives. And that way, we'll be Zoche, Mirtzeh Hashem, to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Chanukah is the light in the darkest time of the year. To bring light into the world, the light is the Hashras HaShchina. And we'll live a much more fulfilling and gratifying life, knowing that our life is a life that Hashem is in charge and that Hashem is with us.